Fat Mac Almighty Triple XL coming to you live and direct from MacCity.com.
Dick, check this out. Before I sign out, what I want to do is I'm going to go through some of my emails and try and, you know, for the last 10 minutes, just kind of get your opinion on some things that cats have written me. And we don't need to expound too much on stuff because, you know, we just did a 3-hour show. But this is coming from one of my old school hustlers, man, my boy Akbar Slim. And he says, hey, man, can you do a podcast on the Israelites, the ISUPK? And hold on, let me see here. He said, I want to get your take on it. What is your take on the Israelites, the ISUPK cats?
I have no take on that shit because I don't get too deep into that.
Okay.
Honestly, then. I don't.
Okay.
I stopped with the Hebrew Israelites in the 90s.
Right, right. Well, basically, it's the same thing and shit, you know, the just Hebrew Israelites, same shit, ISUPK. But, Akbar, I'm going to just say... Say what?
I said, I don't know, I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is my take on the Israelites, man. If I was inclined to do the Christian thing or the monotheistic, so-called Christian thing, it would be, you know, the Hebrew Israelite flavor, man, because I believe that if there are Hebrews and there are Jews on this planet, it would be us. You know, scripturally, it does seem solid, even though I believe that the whole Bible is, you know, about, it's basically about solar myths and astrotheology and whatever, but, you know, from a so-called historical standpoint, I think it holds more water than just the standard Christian bullshit, man. So I got a lot of respect for the Israelites, you know, the Hebrew Israelites to a degree. I think that a lot of that shit, most of them's probably, I hate to use the Black Power niggas term, agents. I believe some of them motherfuckers, because they just so bombastic and so roughshod and irritating, you know, it seems like they are just deliberately out there to try and sow dissension, racial dissension and shit. So I believe a lot of that shit is racial agents, man, being perpetrated by the government plants, you know, a lot of cats up there in New York, man. So I don't really have too much to say on it, Akbar. You know, I haven't really studied up on them for a long time. I can't retain a lot of shit, but I do have more respect for them more so than any other Christian sect. I'll just put it to you that way. And so we'll just put that one to bed. Maybe at a later date, Akbar, I might get in a more, let me see here. Where we at? I might get in more detail on that. But here we go. Where we at? 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 My boy Bam. Okay. My boy Bam hit us up. This was October 30th. Once again, I want you and Tony to do a show breaking down the transatlantic slave trade in the U.S. The book that I recommend in the previous email details the economic aspect of the slave breeding industry in the U.S. It goes into the black bodies as liquid assets, breeding farms. It goes in more than the white supremacist aspect. I think Tony and yourself can dissect and break this information down into another classic podcast. Hold on, let me see. What book was he talking about? Okay. This is the book. American Slave Coast, The History of the Slave Breeding Industry. What was the name of this book? Yeah, The American Slave Coast, slave breeding, a history of slave breeding industry. Are you familiar with that book, Tony?
I'm familiar with that book. I am familiar with it. I think he's right when he talks about the economics, because, see, that's the real thing.
Okay.
It's not the concept white supremacy or racism was being used, but this was really a money grab.
Okay.
And I think he's right when he to take that analysis. See, black people start talking about morality. This wasn't about morality. This is why they never win the discussion.
Okay.
Because they're constantly talking about things in terms of morality, right? Everybody knows the shit is wrong.
Right.
But you can't argue wrong when you have to turn around and say the founding father.
Okay.
Well, this, you know, you can't have a contradiction and say, well, it's morally wrong, but then turn around and have a reverence for the founding fathers, the men that committed or that were involved in the wrong. This was about money. He's right. We talked about this somewhat, but we didn't go into it in depth. And that was the concept that these slaves were insured. He's right. There was an economic motive or aspect. These slaves were insured by banks and companies in the North. Wachovia Bank was one of them. The transportation and movement of slaves made a lot of railroad magnates, millionaires particularly, the Carnegies. It made them boatloads of money through the transportation of slaves. There's a train line that is still in existence today, Norfolk Southern, that you'll see them sometimes, like when you see the trains coming across the track.
Mm-hmm.
They were intimately involved in the transporting of the transportation of slaves, as well as the emerging steamboat industry up and down the Mississippi. The transportation of slaves, the insuring of slaves as property. Matter of fact, that's one of the first forms of insurance in the United States, was the insuring of slaves as property.
Okay.
So if some of those slaves died, the insurance companies would have to pay on the slave masters, pay on the policy to the slave masters. A lot of those slaves, you would hear them say they had to buy their freedom. Mm. But what they meant by buying their freedom was they were giving or reimbursing the slave master the cost, the economic cost for not only buying them, but their transportation, their lodging, all of these things that a slave, a lost profit that they were going to lose, because you were losing manpower. If you lose production and manpower, you lose money. So, yes, there was an economic effort. There was the insurance policies, the transportation of slaves, built a vast railroad industry, a banking industry. Finished goods industry, because if they were picking the cotton is the raw goods, but the cotton had to go up north, be processed into shirts, into these textile factories, where the conditions there were akin to slavery.
Okay.
You had child slavery in these factories, where these people, they had children, and they're as young as 9, 10, and 11 years old. You know, this is where we get child labor laws from, because those conditions in those factories were brutal, but the point being is that those factories were used to process the raw cotton into finished goods, from which the North made millions of dollars out of, millions if not hundreds of millions of dollars out of, and became an economic powerhouse. Mm. So yes, there was an economic, and again, I'm just breezing over it in terms of insurance policy, trade, transportation, banking, to say nothing of agrarian businesses, agrarian-based business, and, you know, colleges, universities that were started or created from, you know, slave labor, and so forth and so on. So, yeah, he's exactly right. There isn't a debt. That's what slavery was really all about. It was about the stealing of people to build up an economic system for a group of people. So, yeah, he's right about that.
Okay, Bam, there you go, man. We're just briefly touching over these things, man. We don't really have a lot of time left. I got one more email from my boy Issa Ali. My boy Issa hits me up. He sent this October 30th. It says, once again, you came with the heat on the podcast. I want to thank you again for the shout outs. They mean a lot. A player has a dilemma only a genius like yourself can answer. Thank you. Thank you. He says, I was wondering two things. First, is it still money in the porn game? And if so, what would you do different now that you did or didn't do back then? Okay, that's the first question. I will answer that. Yes, there's still money to be made in the porn game. It's not as easy and it's not as lucrative as it was back then due to the fact that we have all this free porn out here and all these tube sites, man. You know what I mean? It is, you know, you got to have a niche and you got to be original with your shit, man. If you're not original with your shit, you don't have original content, exclusive content, you're not going to make any money. Like I said, there's a lot of free porn out there, and my boy Side Trickster, he keeps asking me, he's like, it's a miracle that you're still in business. I still don't understand why you are still in business, because I'm a hustler, goddammit, okay? And the other half of the question, what would I do different? I wouldn't get high on my own supply. I wouldn't be getting so close to the females because it clouds my judgment. It makes me soft-hearted, and it makes me not want to actually use the footage that I have to make money. I'm sitting on a lot of footage right now that...
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm sitting on a lot of footage right now that I haven't used due to the fact that, you know, I'm just soft-hearted with the females, man, because I got close to them, and I don't want to hurt their... I don't want to say hurt their feelings, because it's mostly probably now about the kids. You know what I mean? Because, like I said, I've been in relationships with them going on probably 12 years now. And children who was 1 year old back then, they're now like 13. You know, and they got to go to school and they got to listen to kids say, I seen your mama sucking dick and all this kind of shit. And, you know, and I have a relationship with these children. You know what I mean? So, it fucks me up to know that even though they did this of their own free will, of their own accord, they knew what they was getting. Well, a lot of them claim they didn't know what they was getting into, but they knew what the fuck the deal was, man. But, yeah, man, I would not get close to them, and I wouldn't tell them shit. Like, when I first started out, I wouldn't be telling them shit like, I'm going to limit your visibility in Ohio. I wouldn't say shit like that. I would have just told them, you're going to be seen by everybody right off the jump. Because when I told them that limit their visibility in Ohio, they took that as no one would ever see him on the web for some reason. You know, women are bizarre. You know what I mean? Matter of fact, my boy can talk about that because you just had a situation where one of my bitches called you complaining, right?
Yeah, she called me. She was like, am I going to be seen? I just saw this video.
Right.
And I just saw my ass bent over.
Right.
You know, on this video, she said, am I going to be seen on this site in perpetuity? I was like, yep.
And she was talking about taking it. Go ahead.
Then she asked me, she said, is there anything I can do? I said, nope. I said, if you sign the model release, no, because you gave him the license to use the images as he sees fit. Number one.
Mm-hmm.
I said, number two, you know, if you just want to spend some money, you know. And I said, number three, I said, if you recall, you will recall a couple of those photo shoots I even paid for.
Right.
So I know you didn't do that involuntarily.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want an injunction, because that's what she asked.
Okay.
An injunction. I said, first you're going to have to let the judge see what you want in joint.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's going to become public record.
Right.
The very thing that you're trying to prevent by you suing, you're going to create the conditions for everybody in Dayton to see. I said, so if you just want to spend some money, man, sure, it's something you can do. If you got $1,500 to give a lawyer.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, like, yeah,
mm-hmm.
What it is.
Yeah, and for all y'all don't know, this is Precious. This is big booty Precious. Now she wanna, you know, act like she didn't know what the hell was going on. I think the main thing about this is the females didn't know that it would go on so long. I guess they thought that maybe 2 or 3 years it would be online and it would like disappear. But it ain't went nowhere because the site is still here and I'm still making money. So, you know, like I said, if I didn't give two shits about the females, and this is the thing that she doesn't know, that the fact that it could have been a lot worse, and due to the fact that she's just now complaining about it when she's been doing work for 5, 6 years, and she's just now really, you know, complaining about it. Well, I mean, you know, y'all heard me talk about this shit before, man. This shit is goddamn ridiculous, man. You know, you don't, nigga don't never get cool points for shielding a bitch for 5 years. You know, the minute somebody see him and the picture is not even that raunchy. She's just naked and with a nice, smooth, huge ass. I mean, I could have posted a picture of her sucking dick, getting jizz on her face, and just did it all kind of raunchy shit. But I call myself trying to be classy, and the bitch still want to sue me, man. So, damn, man. Ali, man. Yeah, I wouldn't get too close to him, man. You know, I would make that money, man. I would make that money. I wouldn't get two fucks. I like, fuck you. I'm using it. I'm using it all. I'm sitting on a gold mine of shit right now that I'm not even using, man. I got, you know, anyway, let me go to the next question. Oh, Lord have mercy. Let me see here. Where we go? Okay, and the second question is regarding Islam Breakdown Show, which was a masterpiece, which he says, I remember the clip you had with the Moor talking to a cop, I believe. I was wondering if you and Tony can break down Moorish law and UCC codes and birth certificates and how black people can benefit from this info. 1,000 thank yous for all the bodies of work that you and Tony have done, which are masterpieces. Your friend and student, Issa Ali, a.k.a. King Issa. So, Tony, what do you think about Moorish law and UCC codes and birth certificates and all that sovereign citizen shit, man? What do you think?
With all due respect to Mr. Ali.
Right. Ali, right.
I think that's a waste of time.
A waste of time. Okay.
It is.
Okay.
I've been hearing that stuff for the last 25, 30 years, all of that sovereign citizenship and court rulings and all of this and all of that. Some abstract piece of law.
Okay.
That they're misapplying. And a lot of this comes from cases that they've seen, that, you know, people are suing around some tax cases of not paying taxes. Aaron, that was the late, what was his name? The guy that did the film From Freedom to Fascism.
Okay.
He was the director of Trading Places. His first name was Aaron. I'm getting old.
Aaron Russo?
Oh. That's him. That's him.
Okay.
That's him.
All right.
Aaron Russo. He did From Freedom to Fascism. And they had in that movie some abstract case about taxes, and there was nothing in the code requiring under state law and so forth and so on. And so in some of those cases, what some of the lack of a better term, pro-black elements in the black community have tried to apply these Moorish laws and all of these things to talk about sovereign citizenship, and that shit, it's much to do about nothing.
Right.
It's escapism, and it's not anything that's functional. Because if you go to get a driver's license, you're under the authority of the state.
Okay.
Okay? If there's any function for which you have to be licensed for or applied for, you submit yourself to the authority of the state.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? There was one case, I'll give you an example. Tupac Shakur's father, Matula Shakur, made a similar argument in his murder trial in New York. He made a similar argument, and the judge didn't buy it, and he's been in federal prison for the last 30 years.
Wow, damn.
So it didn't work then, and I don't believe it's going to work now.
Mm-hmm.
He made the same argument, you know, he tried to use codes where we're Africans, that we're stolen, and I mean, it was essentially the same argument that the Moors would make But it didn't work then because the judge still sentenced them to life in prison. Mm. I think it was 25 to life in prison under those same arguments. And that did stop the United States federal courts from putting him in federal prison.
Shit.
Even though he argued that he was not a citizen.
Right.
You know, that was one of his arguments, and they never paid that shit no attention. And he's lost about 30 or 40 years of his life in prison because of it. So there's no relevance to that. There's no relevance. So with all due respect, I don't mean to downplay your question or seem condescending or disrespectful, but there isn't any validity to that, you know, that isolationism form of black nationalism or pro-black thought that, you know, these various laws, you see, that shit doesn't mean anything. Because one, the Uniform Commercial Code, that's what UCC stands for in the legal world. I don't know what it stands for in the Moorish world.
Okay.
The legal world is the Uniform Commercial Conduct, which is it's a business statute. It's statutes for how you run businesses, statutes for contracts, and it's really business law.
Okay.
So it has, in the normal world, it has nothing to do with citizenship. It's all about commerce. So, that's a waste. To me, it is. Some people may have studied differently, but that stuff, it held no validity.
What was that? It's that Admiralty law shit?
Well, it's not really Admiralty. It's as I said, the Uniform Commercial Code.
Okay.
That's what UCC stands for in the legal world. I don't know what they mean in the board.
Okay.
But it's a business law. It deals with how you transact businesses under with contracts, how you deal as a corporation, how you deal as a company, dissolution of corporations, creation of corporations, you know, things like that, cases in equity, you know, it's just real business law stuff. It could cover some admiralty laws as it relates to business, you know.
All right, well,
for the most part, it's the statutes deal primarily with.
Well, let me ask you this. Well, what it seems like, the shit that they kick in on paper, you know what I mean, as far as being sovereign citizen, perhaps that is actually some legitimate shit, but due to the fact that you don't really have any power to really enforce that in your favor, they just say, fuck you, you're going to prison anyway. That's basically the gist of it.
It's legit on paper, but it's archaic, and there's no precedent for it.
Okay.
So when, like, some white people, especially some of the people that are survivalists, some of the militia community, they will surrender their Social Security numbers. But if they commit crimes, the fact that they're sovereign citizens doesn't negate the imposition of law.
It sure doesn't.
See what I'm saying? So if you, sovereign to me means sovereign.
Yeah.
It means you don't answer to anyone.
Right.
So you can't be sovereign if they can put you in prison for breaking their laws.
Mm.
That doesn't make sense to me.
Okay.
You see, so it's some, like you said, it's some shit on paper, but they don't have the power to enforce it.
Mm.
And even if they did have the power to enforce it, the Constitution would override it.
Okay.
And the state constitutions, the various state constitutions that deal with the police and administrative powers of the states and municipalities override that shit anyway. So it's not anything that I concern myself with. Maybe some people may feel different.
Mm.
With all due respect to Brother Ali, it's just not something I face.
Okay, well, shit, man. We done set a mouthful. Once again, I will be dividing this show up into like three parts. So, fellas, understand that this is like we just did a 3-hour joint, but I will be divided up in three parts. I like to thank my partner coming over here, man, and spitting, man. You know, this was another marathon, and I'd like to give shout outs to my boys, Issa Ali, Bam Bam J, Akbar Slim, my boy Chris from Cali. Who else we got? T-Man. We got Taylor Made. We got, who else we got? Damn. I just missed. Did I say the Knowledge Gangster, Emil Emery? I don't think I said him yet.
You didn't say him.
Yeah, I didn't say him. You know, so once again, thank y'all for coming on through, you know, listening to us, you know, do what we do. And for everybody who we have offended, I can't necessarily say I feel bad about that, man, because you know, this is a Max City Limits, man. We're going to give it to you straight lace, no chase, man. And, man, got any last part of the words, Tony?
To thine own self be true.
Power tricking forever, nigga. Forever. Okay, man. This is Fat Mac, Almighty Triple XL, coming at y'all live and direct from MaxCity.com. And we are out. For this show is sponsored by Maceo Bonding and Surety. Take it away, Tony.
Maceo Bonding and Surety. We do surety bonds, including bail, performance, contract, bid, fidelity, license and permit bonds, and bail. Maceo Bonding and Surety. Because shit happens. We are licensed in Ohio and Michigan. You can find us on the web at www.maceogetsyouout.com. Again, we perform surety services across the board, not just bail. We perform also commercial, home, and auto insurance. We also perform surety bonds, like I said, contract, bid, performance, fidelity, estate, probate, license, and permit. If you want to get at us, go to the website, www.maceogetsyouout.com, and we will
holler. Guess you wonder where I've been. I searched to find the love within. I came back to let you know. Got a thing for you, and I can't let go. My friends wonder what is wrong with me, but I'm in a daze. From your love, you see, I came back to let you know. Got a thing for you, and I can't let go. I would not do. My friends wonder what is wrong with me. Well, I'm in the daze from your love, you see. I came back to let you know. Got a thing for you, and I can't let go. For love, you've tried everything, but you won't give up. In my world, only you made me do for love what I would not do. Made me do for love what I would not do. Make me do for love what I would not do. Make me do for love what I would not do.
niggas hear this right now. I'm playing Tiger Woods golf, but my ghetto ass neighbors is upstairs. I guess it's their kids doing their thing, and I just want to test out, see if my recorder can pick up this fuck shit that's going on upstairs, man, with these little wild monkeys. Hold on, let me see. Y'all hear that shit? Ah, don't get quiet now, motherfuckers. Come on, keep it up. In the kitchen right now, cooking. I know y'all heard hearing that shit. I mean, nigga, it's been like that all goddamn day, man. Hate niggers. Like I said, if they mama is home, she's a piece of shit to let them do that shit all day. But I'm more than willing to bet the broad ain't even home, man. But shit, I just want to test this motherfucking recorder out, see if I could pick that shit up, man, because it's louder than a son of a bitch. Check 1-2, Fat Mac, Almighty Triple XL, coming at y'all live and direct, MacCity.com. Oh, my God, man. Today is the Power Trick Relapse Show. I've relapsed in a bad way, fellas. Yes, I have. I just had a drunken cult sex orgy. I fucked with 4 bitches today. 4. Oh my God, man. Whew. I'm fucked up. Still got the porno playing, too. You know, when I got broads over, I play pornos and shit, man. So I'm a horrible friend. Yes, I am. I'm a horrible friend. I'm supposed to take that Patrick money and pay my partner, Tony Dreamer, man, for that insulin that he hooked me up with a couple months ago. But, of course, no, I'm a piece of shit. I bought pussy with it. I couldn't help myself. I couldn't help myself. I couldn't help myself. It was so cheap, and it was so good. Oh, man, damn. I can tell you some of the broads that came over. I can't tell you all of them and shit. But I had the Hydra and Crybaby Nish. And did something I usually don't do. Man, I lost my mind, man. I lost my goddamn mind, man. Shit. I ate the pussy, man. I was eating pussy all day. I especially don't ever eat Nish pussy because she friendly with the pussy. You know, ain't no telling who the fuck she done had up in that shit, man. But like I said, I relapsed, man. I couldn't help it, man. I
try to stay away from him. We got good stop. Good stop. Just be calling me, man. Just be calling me, man. Shit. Man, I had a great day. Yeah, I knew it was coming, man. Shit. Because I found myself doing weird shit. You know what I mean? I was doing weird shit, man. Like, the other day, I was at the grocery store. And it was this fine-ass bitch, man. Like, these tight pants. Like, spandex pants with a fat ass, man. And the bitch looked at me with disdain. You know what I'm saying? You know black bitches, how they act, man. Bitch walked that walked right past me and just, you know, just looked nasty at me, man. So I just followed this bitch all the way around the goddamn grocery store. Just everywhere she went, I was there. It was some serial killer shit, man. Every time she turned around, I was smiling with my eyes all wide open like, yeah, goddamn it. You know, weird shit, man. I was like, man, you gonna have to get you some play. And, you know, a lot of y'all probably saying, well, damn, nigga, what happened to the bitch, you know, on the Sim show, the bitch that you met that was a regular chick, young chick, good chick, man, but something wrong, man. I keep trying to be normal. I can't be normal again, man. The sex that we have, we've had sex 3 times. And I don't really enjoy it, man. I just don't, man. And you know why? Because I talked to my partner, Tony, about this shit, right? Because I know that I have to please her. You know what I mean? I know I gotta please her. And, you know, that's pressure, man. I don't want to have pressure during sex. Shit. Even though she did nut, like, we had, like I said, like 3 times. She nutted twice. But, man, I don't want that pressure, man. I don't know. I'm fucked, man. I fucked. So, you know, I keep trying to be normal, but it ain't gonna happen, man. I love power tricking, man. I love getting my rocks off being done with it, man. Shit, and my broads love it too, man. They love that shit. They can't stop coming over. They always try to come over, man. Shit. And they was getting pissed off because the new regular bitch was over here. Like, goddamn, when can a bitch come through? I'm like, look, I got regular, normal pussy over here, bitch. You gonna have to wait. You know, so drunken cult sex orgy, man. I couldn't stop myself, man. I couldn't stop myself. You know, I put $60 aside, you know, because I had a decent check, right? And, you know, my nigga, Tony been taking care of me, man. You know, taking me out to eat and shit, you know. And when I was fucked up, paying for my insulin and shit, I'm like, this is the money I'm going to pay Tony. I'm going to pay Tony this $60. Even though Tony say he don't give a fuck, I'm still gonna pay Tony this $60, right? Man, all them bitches was calling me, man. I went overboard. I went deep. I went hard in the paint today, man. Like I said, it's Saturday. And, nigga, I was eating pussy all day. Which is a definite no-no. You don't do that. You don't know where these bitches been, man. They friendly with the pussy. But, man, I was hungry. I was like, man, shit. I just got to get with my bitches, man. And all of them nutted. You know? God damn, boy. Oh, what we do? I'm going to have a hangover like a motherfucker in the morning, man. I'm ashamed of myself. I'm a piece of shit, man. No! Patrick, relapse, bitch. I relapsed, man. Shit. I mean, I went in hard, man. Well, I can say they enjoyed themselves, and I enjoyed myself. You know what I mean? Boy. Take a break, man. I'll be back. Or they try to... We'll be right back.
wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. Instead of me, always seems to know the way. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Enjoyed myself. There was some fuckery in the mix. I gotta say, these niggas that moved in over here, man, they kinda getting on my nerves, man. You know, every bride that come over to see me, man, these niggas is sniffing around them, man. So it's like, whenever a chick coming over, I gotta make sure I'm in the parking lot when she arrive. And I gotta escort her up in my shit. I gotta escort them out. No, they out there. I mean, it's just getting worse. You know, they're getting bolder and bolder because no one has actually really checked them. You know what I mean? And they just out there, man. There's a gang of them niggas, man. They like, damn, cuz, man. Can I get on? Can I get on, cuz? OG player, OG player. You know, some of them cool, man. But some of them be looking at me like, you know, they plotting, man, you know.
But even like, man, I can't really say too much what happened with one of the other broads, man. Shit, cause like I said, she got a nigga, man, that she plans on marrying, so I can't really say too much. It was Halloween. It's Halloween, right? So there's all kinds of shit going on where, oh my God, man. No, I can't even say that, man. I can't be kissing and telling, man, on my bitches, nigga. Shit, man. But, you know, like I said, I see Donna today. You know, I can say that because we ain't do shit. Man, we just cool. Seen Boss Chick, Donna. Seen Hydra. Seen, who else is this shit? Crybaby Nish. You know, it's just, man, I love them, man. I love my bitches, man. God damn, we be having fun, boy. Man, do I got a remote in this bitch? I should turn this TV down. But yeah, man, it was some crazy shit going on today, man. Maxi, I'm so sorry.